This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Well, you've been hearing about it, and it is now here. A special one-day bedding drive for sleep and heavenly peace. And J.P. Wilson, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what sleep and heavenly peace is all about.
Sleep and heavenly peace is about ending child bedlessness. You probably won't find that in the dictionary. I think we made that word up, but it's appropriate in this country. So any kids that doesn't have a bed needs a bed.
So how long has this organization been around here locally?
Locally, we started in March of 2018.
But it's part of a national effort?
We are. Actually international. We have chapters in Canada now. We've got 250 chapters across the United States and four or five in Canada.
So when did this all get started nationally?
2012, Christmas of 2012.
So somebody just got an idea?
It did. Luke Mickelson and his wife, Heidi, were building some beds for a family in their church that needed beds and kind of spawned off of that. They had some extra wood left, and he took the kids out in the garage, built a bed, threw it on Facebook and said, from our family to yours, you know, Merry Christmas to anybody that needs this. And they absolutely got bombarded with not only requests for the bed, but people were calling, hey, I've got mattresses, here's some bedding. And before you knew it, their garage was packed with bedding, and they think we might be onto something. And surely enough, they were.
So what led you to start that effort here?
I was retired, finished building our retirement home. Might have felt a little bit guilty about a lot of time on my hands. Typical retired guy. I was going to do whatever I want, whenever I want. It sounds great in theory, not so much in practice. And was looking for something to do, something to give back, and stumbled across Sleep and Heavenly Peace about 1:30 in the morning on a little Facebook watch thing that Mike Rowe did for a while. And I was sold. I can build beds.
Wow. And how many people do you have involved helping?
Now, our core team members in our chapter are probably up around 30, if you counted everybody in. Everybody doesn't participate all the time, but for the most part, I've got about 25 to 30 people I could call in to do things.
So where do you do all this bed building?
Well, until the last month or so, we were totally mobile. We'd set up in the parking, in your parking lot, on your front yard, wherever you wanted to. We recently made a huge leap of faith, and we now have a shop out on Quarry Road where we actually have a bed building facility that we can build beds there. And of course, we're still mobile too.
So that makes it a lot easier to get a group of people in on an evening or a weekend or whatever, and work on it, and then probably supply-wise, it's probably helpful to have all that stuff in one place.
It is, and one of the things that we always had to, it bothered me to turn away small groups, a small church group, a kid's softball team, a family even that wanted to sponsor a bunk. Clearly, I couldn't take the 3 or 4 hours to take the trailer, unload everything, set it up, to put it away to build beds for 40 minutes to build a bunk. So now we'll look at it like a paint and sip. It'll be a bed and smell sawdust or something, but I can do that now with people want to sponsor a bunk. I'll meet them at the shop. They will build a bunk, so it's going to open up a lot of new doors.
Now, you said 40 minutes.
Well, if we want to build one bunk with a family of three or four and a couple of volunteers, yeah, it wouldn't take long.
Wow, that's amazing. Of course, I have no skills like that, so I would probably just break something, or the hammer would end up on my hand or something. But so a lot of people have gotten involved in this. Now, today we're doing a bedding drive here at our building with Brook Communications and the News Review on Northeast Winchester. And as you saw when you came in this morning, we've already had some bedding coming in this week.
Right, that's a pretty full box out there. Well, we'll take it. So we're totally like any nonprofit. We're funded completely by donations. So we've been hit especially hard. I just heard a piece on your channel here a minute ago about the cost of home furnishings. Mattress prices, there's a mattress crisis, if you will. Our mattress prices have skyrocketed, so that's impacted a lot of our chapters. We're very fortunate here that we're not as impacted by the increase in lumber, but I've got chapters in the east that are just getting hammered with lumber prices, so much so that we've had to raise the amount of money that we charge, if you will, to sponsor a bed to cover that, and unfortunately having to consider doing it again because of those increases.
So what kind of bedding are you looking for?
So any new twin bedding, whether it's new purchased or new handmade, I think we're very fortunate that I would say that the bulk of the quilters in Douglas County quilt for us. We get some amazing quilts, and these are some people with some pretty serious skills and patience. I don't have that kind of patience.
Wow. So, but definitely twin size.
Twin size pillows, twin sheet sets, bed in the bags, twin quilts, comforters. Always need pillows. We always seem to be short of pillows and older boy bedding.
Interesting. So it's a one-day event. Now, it's tied into National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, which apparently some of our staff are doing today. You can spot them if you come in the building. It's pretty obvious. People like old fuddy-duddy newscasters don't always do that, you know. But and I see you didn't either.
I didn't either.
Yeah, there you go. But the point is, though, to take the emphasis and really pack our front lobby out with bedding today. And again, it's just until 5 o'clock, so if you have an opportunity to go pick up some bedding somewhere and get it in here, or if you've made some already, I'm amazed that people actually quilt that stuff.
You know, we get some, we just delivered a quilt the other day, and as my wife was packing it up, she says, check this, it was a Star Wars quilt. Until you flipped it over on the back, and all of the stitching was a Millennium Falcon, an X-Wing, it was pretty amazing. Now I realized that was probably all done with a long-arm quilter that was programmed, but still, it was pretty cool. Oh, wow. We've got a huge quilting population in Douglas County.
Well, it's great to have the facility now that probably improves your flexibility and being able to do a lot of this work.
It does. You know, we've had a build there already. We had a new member training session last weekend, and we have another build coming up on the 24th, the morning of the 24th.
And for people who have got that kind of skill and would like to get involved in helping, how do they do that?
So, A, you need no skills. All you need to do is be able to walk into the facility, a smile, good attitude, some old clothes, maybe a pair of gloves. We train. We do all the training. It's truly a production line. Henry Ford would be proud of what we've done with the bed building business. It's a true production line, very easy steps. We'll pretty much take anybody if you know, we're not a babysitter, but if you want to bring the kids and they can work with mom and dad, we'll find a job for them.
All right. Again, it's going on today until 5 o'clock at our building in Northeast Winchester for sleep and heavenly peace. J.P. Wilson, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.